Good evening, everyone. I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. I want to thank everyone for coming out this evening. This is a special meeting for input on a proposed, or I should say, sewer plan. We're hoping to get some insight from all the residents and what they're thinking and what the support might look like. Obviously, we have started out, if you look at the map up in front, you'll see where the village plant was built back in the late 70s. And this diagram will show what was laid out for the plant to supply or to take in sewage from. And it'll all be the purple areas, of course. You'll see where we have existing sewer now. So just a little bit of history. The plant was built in the late 70s. And then about 30 years ago or so, the Birch Lake part of the system was built, which did Birch Lake. And then just about, well, 1 year ago, we took on the Maple Harbor project and completed that. With that being said, during that time period, we'd had some interest from people from the Bay Shore and in the Inwood Harbor, just question and answer about potentially if there'd be sewer ever looked at in that area. And that's kind of what got the township board thinking about this, and also the proximity of the water. We also realized that probably 80% or better of our homes in our township are aligned along the water. So with that being said, most of the homes have went from seasonal, a lot of cases full time, and also the development has increased quite a bit. So our board keeps and continues to look at how we can better service, being water being our most precious asset in the township. We felt that we need to really look at this seriously. And we've identified some different options, and there's things that we can talk about. We'd like to get some input. At this time, I would like to introduce who we have here for our discussion. At the very end is Brad and Aaron from Performance Engineering. They're the folks that helped us through the Maple Harbor project, and I just wanted to add that we came in on budget and on time, which I really commend them for that. It was a challenge because some costs went up during the process and we were able to control it. So I think that they were able to prove themselves as doing a very good job. We have Bill Derman, who's our township attorney. And I believe everyone knows Shelley. I'm Doran Samus, the township supervisor. We have Matt Zimmerman here from Varnum Law, who has been helping us with our sewer ordinances, our sewer projects. He'll be speaking as well tonight. And then Mike Szymanski, Township Treasurer, Aaron Eisenhart, Township Trustee. And then we have Larry Nix, our Township Zoning Administrator. So we have a full panel. We're going to try to answer all the questions. What I'd like to do is I would ask everyone to hold their questions until the end. If you've got your our agenda, that we're going to take answer or questions, Q&A. And we would encourage people to fill out the cards if you have questions that we'd like to be brought up after our presentation. And we will take comment at the very end. So at this point, I'd like to kick it off with, we're going to bring up Aaron Nordum and then Brad from Performance Engineering. We're going to talk a little bit about kind of a project summary.
Yeah, so as Mr. Amos indicated, the map up here is out of the village master plan for the plant as it is today. They went through an upgrade that recently came online. And as part of that process, they know that there's a need outside of just the village. So they have these areas identified in purple there that are in Milton and Elk Rapids Township. And the township sent out the mailings to just kind of the west half of this. So what we're really looking at tonight are these two areas where it's inlet, Inwood Harbor, and then the Bayshore area. So part of this infrastructure that the village built is really an asset that the township could take advantage of. So as township residents, what this means is they're providing all the treatment and discharge potential for you. The challenge for us here is to get the collection system out to these kind of high density areas and then back to the plant. And that's where we're looking at how you fund those types of things and how you make those work. And the way we've looked at it is essentially trying to find the highest need, and where we're defining need as areas where environmental conditions, such as high groundwater and close proximity to surface water, make conventional septic systems either impractical or undesirable and costly. As Mr. Amos indicated, we just finished a project for Maple Harbor that is kind of a prime example of this. They have small platted lots right on Elk Lake in a high density. So we had 42 properties that had trying to fit a well and a septic into these small platted lots. So a few of the takeaways that we got from Maple Harbor is that if you look at something and it appears that conventional on-site septic is a challenge or doesn't really work, it's probably true. What we found is that when we started going through and connecting people onto the sewer, there were actually very few of these homes out there that even had any kind of conforming septic system. There was a lot of dry wells and kind of antiquated systems that had just been there over time, grandfathered in. And what happens is that the proximity of the wells to your septic fields and to the lake make this little jigsaw where you can't fit everything into your lot. So this was a way for us to look at the existing infrastructure from Birch Lake, the treatment potential at the plant, and find a way to get sewer brought out to Maple Harbor. One of the keys to making it work is you have to look at what are the possible funding sources to help keep the cost down on this type of thing. For Maple Harbor, they tied a road project in with the sewer project to help pull funding sources from two areas to help make that project go. And then another takeaway from the project is that it looks like, you know, once you get these properties connected into the sewer system, it really helps improve the value of the properties there. It opens up potential for people to add bedrooms and redevelop their homes. And most people at the end of the day were quite happy with the net result of the project. For Maple Harbor, you know, you expect a septic system to last about, say, 20 to 30 years. So there should be some replacement cost calculation in this whole thing. If you look at Maple Harbor, their assessment on it ended up at about $10,500 per resident. That right there is going to be less than what you pay to put in a mound or certainly an advanced treatment system, which can end up closer to like a $30,000 price tag on it. So when we're looking at these projects, going out potentially toward the Lake Michigan shoreline, the goal is to kind of hit these areas that have the similar kind of problems. So like Inwood Harbor, you've got a higher density. You're right there on the lake. It's kind of flat and not, you know, there's not a lot of elevation change that would lead you to think there's vertical isolation to be able to put a septic system in there. So this jumped out as a good area to look at. And then Bayshore, you know, there's the conservancy in the middle, but as you get down to the south end, there's also some smaller lots and more challenging sites. So the township sent letters out for all of you to be able to come and hear what happened in Maple Harbor and see if this is something that would be worth pursuing here. As we're going forward here, what we're looking at is ways to maximize the use of the existing infrastructure that we've already paid for. So what we try to do is tie in to the existing lift station by Birch Lake at the Sportsman's Club. We'd be open to other routes, you know, if there's one at the south end to serve the Bayshore area, and then leverage whatever funding sources we can come up with, and really kind of engage you folks here to make sure that a project that gets envisioned is either, you know, of this total scale, if there's an economy of scale to be had and there's enough interest, or does it get pared back into two separate projects? And really just kind of gather the information we need to move forward with any planning that might happen. So I guess with that, I turn it back over.
Do you have anything to add, Brad?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, Matt, would you like to take over?
Good evening, Matt Zimmerman. A project like this is really much more an engineering challenge than a question of legal issues. But there are a few things that I'll just throw out to make sure we're all on the same page and starting with the same general background or assumptions. The first is, and some of these may just be obvious to you, but I think it's worthwhile that we're all understanding of them. The provision of sanitary sewer service by the township is a service that the township has the authority to offer its citizens, but it's not required to offer this service. It's not required of the township to put in this sanitary, any of the sanitary sewer districts that are already in place, or the ones that the village has contemplated might end up being connected to the village's wastewater treatment plant. None of those are required by the township, and so the township has been responsive in the past to property owners in the two districts where the township has actively constructed sewer systems. And whether additional districts are built is in large part up to the landowners, and do they really want it or do they not want it. The treatment plant, as has already been indicated, is built. It's in the township, but it's owned by the village. In my opinion, the township has the legal right to connect additional districts into that treatment plant, but again, it's not obligated to. I think the village has an obligation to accept additional sewage from the areas shown on the master plan, and maybe it'd be helpful if we could get back to the village master plan map. And I can get into the legal reasons why that is, but I don't think it's relevant for us tonight. But what is not a guarantee is what costs are the village gonna, is the village gonna charge the township and township residents for the treatment service. And the township and the village entered into an agreement back in 1985 that was replaced in 2007. And the current agreement that exists granted the township the right to essentially connect 210 residents at a given price. And now that most of Birch Lake has been connected, and now that Maple Harbor has been connected, most of that 210 household limit has been used. So to connect another district the size of either Inland Harbor or North Bay Shore is going to require that the township and the village expand or revise their agreement to allow some additional capacity. And as I said, I believe the township has the legal right to get that capacity, but the village has the right to say how much that capacity is going to cost. Whatever that cost is that the township has to pay to the village, then the township has to recoup that through the individual customers. You wouldn't think it would be fair for the township to use the general fund, because other people in the township that pay taxes that aren't connected to the system, they wouldn't be benefiting from it, certainly to the same extent that the property owners that are connected would be. So that is one component of costs related to the legal rights to put together a system like this. And then the second is, as Aaron had pointed out, is that a new collection system would have to be built. And again, the cost of that would have to be borne by the people that are benefited the most by it. And while keeping water clean does benefit everybody in the township indirectly, it certainly provides very substantial direct benefit to the property owners that are on that water. And so the cost of building that collection system would have to be paid for by the people in the district. And the township has, again, the right but not the obligation to allow reimbursement of the cost of that system over time through a special assessment district, as an example, or through delayed payments. Again, it's not obligated to do that, but it's something that the township has done in the past and has certainly expressed the desire to do again if, in fact, there's enough people that want to do this project and we go to that step. There is an ordinance in place, a sewer ordinance, that would govern how the properties would be connected and what kind of rates they would pay and how the system is operated. That would probably need some just minor revisions, but it's already in place. And there's a state law that gives the township, again, the right but not the obligation to require any landowner within 200 feet of the collection system to connect to the system. The township in the past has indicated that they would apply that to new construction or to homes that have had, once their septics have failed, but can't guarantee how the dollars and cents would work out in this particular case, but that is something that the township would look at as well. So the expectation would be that if a number of people, substantial enough number of people want this system, then we would go to the village and try to amend the agreement to allow us the capacity to service the area or areas. Then we would have the engineers design a system and look at the costs of connecting to the township's plant and to build the collection system, and then we would have a pretty decent estimate of what the cost would be. And then if this is going to be done through selling bonds and doing a special assessment district, then there would be a whole series of meetings with all of you where you would see what the actual cost is going to be, and you would be given all that information at those subsequent meetings. So that's about the extent of the legal issues involved here.
Well, Matt, do you want to explain a little bit about sometimes the time involvement as far as kind of the timing, how it would work if we did move forward and there was support? Just a quick oversight for brief.
Sure. I mean, the chronology, and Aaron and Brad probably be better at filling in the units, the weeks or months for each of these chronologies, but this is the kickoff where we're trying to get feedback, and we welcome feedback as to at the end of this meeting as to whether you're interested or not interested. If there's a sufficient amount of interest established, then we're going to go back to the village and try to work out the dollars and cents for essentially buying additional capacity in the plant. Then the next step would be to authorize, the township board would have to authorize performance to do a design plan for the collection system, and then to get some preliminary cost estimates for that. And then the township board would have to decide how they're going to finance that collection system. By and large, the costs that the village is going to charge are going to be paid through rates that customers would be paying every month. But the collection system is different. 100% of the cost of that, the cost of the pipe, the labor for the contractors, and the design work, all that has to be paid for as it's incurred month to month. And so does the township have enough money in its general fund to make those payments and then get reimbursed, or Will the township have to sell bonds? That's something that the township board will have to decide. Once that decision is made, if it's made to sell bonds, then the next step is the township board will have to decide whether the basis of that bond is going to be a special assessment district or some other form of security. And if it's a special assessment, then the township board will have to authorize the drafting of a special assessment roll with all the parcels in it, part of that roll, and then the costs will be spread out over those parcels, the cost that performance has come up with for the collection system. And then there'll be a public hearing, a public meeting for all of the property owners to come to see what the costs are and how it gets laid out over their property, and then what period of time for payback. I believe in Maple Harbor it was 10 years was given, so that is flexible as well. It can be from 1 year to 40 years. And so that's something else the township would have to look into and make a decision on, and it would accept feedback from the people in the district as part of the input into that decision-making process. Once that all is accomplished, then performance can let bids and accept the bids and take the low responsible bidder and go ahead with the construction project at that point. When the construction is done, then there will be costs that have been determined for connecting to the system. And if we follow the format that we did at Maple Harbor, then there would be, there is a requirement to get a permit to connect to the system in Maple Harbor. There was a fee that would apply to anybody connecting, but it happened to be 60 days after the resolution was adopted that established that cost. So the people that connected and paid a permit fee in that first 60 days didn't have to pay that connection fee, and the township doesn't have to follow that same procedure, but it is something that I think they would try to do if the dollars allow it. Once the connection is made and the construction is done and the village has inspected the connection, then individual property owners will have to get their residents connected to the collection system through a private plumber, and that connection will be inspected, and that's part of the fees that are paid. And once that's done, then the property will be serviced and it'll be good to go. Again, I don't know how many months or weeks each of those steps, but that's the general chronology.
I just thought if you bring up kind of the process, if it goes forward, we have to look at. And I don't know if Aaron or Brad, you have anything to add to that?
No, that's pretty thorough.
Okay. Shelley, would you have anything to add to that? Shelley does all of our financial research. Anyways, we'll move on. Shelley, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, good turnout. Thank you for coming in. And second, I wanted just to let you know that sewer is not a money-making project for the township. There's no money to be made. Any revenues that come in go right back into a system. So the township doesn't get anything for this. We're just working for you or whoever wants it. So I just wanted to lay that on the line. We've got no double thoughts going on here at all. It's strictly, if you want sewer, we're going to help you get sewer. The cost that I have, I just want to let you know, out in Maple Harbor, and we keep bringing that up because that's our latest one, and it went real well. The total amount of the assessment for Maple Harbor was $451,669. That was split among 42 parcels, flat rate for everybody, over a 10-year period. We got a really good interest rate at 3.25%. So a lot of the owners out there just wanted to pay it all off right away. When we broke that down for everybody, it turned out to be $10,754 per parcel that they could pay over 10 years. That doesn't mean that this construction, if we were to do that, especially if we were to do the whole project at once, doesn't mean that that's what that would be. But I did want to let you know that whatever it is, we're going to do a lot of work ahead of time to try to get good financing, to go through rural development if possible, to look for grants for low interest loans, to go through the state because we have a new governor that says she's really all about clean water. There's just a lot of stuff that we're going to tap. We're going to be sure to do all of that. That's part of what we're trying to do for you if we go ahead with this project. If it does go through and everybody hooks to the sewer, there's a monthly sewer bill. Just sewer, not water like in the village. And right now the township monthly sewer bill is $52.60 a month. What that entails is some of the stuff that Matt was explaining, because the village is the one that does most everything. We don't own the treatment plant. We're going to pay them. We don't do the billing. We pay them. There's debt at the treatment plant. Part of that is for that also. And then there's what's called a repair and replacement fee. That is us, because out in our old system, Birch Lake system, we weren't charging anything for that. And as the system started deteriorating, there was no money to take care of it. So we're going to be ahead of the game from now on with our sewer systems and with a lot of our other systems in the township, and set up a reserve fund so that if we need it, we've got the money there, instead of coming back to you and saying, oh, by the way, we need more money. So that's all part of our fee. So a monthly fee of $52.60 is what we're charging people right now. The good part about that is if we do get more people hooked on, you know, more people help with the debt, so the debt amount goes down. More people help with the maintenance cost, that goes down. Replacement repair cost. I mean, the more people you have involved in it, the better the costs are. That's about it for cost, because we don't know. Aaron and Brad are really good at what they do. They've helped us a lot. If we have interest in this, then we'll start putting a little money toward paying them so that they can give us some ideas of what it would take. If not, you don't get paid. So.
Shelley, do you want to bring up the difference between, I know you're partial to a gravity, but do you want to just touch that, because that's kind of your...
Not really.
I always like to throw her a challenge.
Out in Birch Lake, we have what's called a pressure system, and that's because they couldn't get the sewer system deep enough to put in gravity. In my experience, gravity systems are so much better. You put it in the ground, you don't have to worry about it. It's a done deal. Pressure systems, for people where their plumbing is higher than the road and there's not enough pressure to get it, they have to have a grinder pump in their front yard. So your sewer would go from the house to the grinder pump and be forced into a force main to take it down the line. That leaves maintenance to property owners. You know, it's something you'll have to look after, not like sewer where you can flush a toilet and not be worried about it forever. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It depends on the type of construction that we can do in the area, and that will also affect the cost of the system. Pressure sewer is less expensive?
Less expensive, usually, to get the collection system in the ground.
Right.
But more expensive on the property.
To maintain down the line. So all the costs that we're talking about for special assessment would be the cost of construction to build this system. And we don't have those ideas, those costs yet. But we're willing to invest into this to look and see what we can do and what it would cost. Do you have anything else? Because I do have some.
Go ahead, Shelley. I know you want to do that, so you want to read the letters.
You know, I had asked people and said, if you're not there and you want to send me an email or give me a call, let me know, and we'll take your letters. I did receive, I would say, about 18 letters or emails. Two of them said specifically they'd like it read, so I'm going to read those, and I'm not going to read the rest, but I will have them on hand if anybody wants to look at them. One of the other things that I want to read first is from our a watershed center. for Grand Traverse Bay. They call themselves the Bay Keepers. And is Heather Smith here? Did you make it, Heather? She was going to have a babysitting issue. Okay. Let me just read what they said, just to kind of confirm our stance on things. Dear Elk Rapids Township, we're pleased to learn that Elk Rapids Township is exploring the option of extending sewer mains to property along the Grand Traverse Bay coastline. The Watershed Center advocates for clean water in Grand Traverse Bay and acts to protect and preserve its watershed. On-site septic systems and holding tanks have the potential to negatively impact water quality, and we're happy to see the township will be holding an informational meeting on Tuesday, January 15th for residents to learn more. The state of Michigan has nearly 1.3 million on-site wastewater treatment systems, which include septic systems and holding tanks. Michigan is the only state in the country without uniform standards for how on-site wastewater treatment systems are designed, built, installed, and maintained. Therefore, most septic systems and holding tanks are never inspected again after installation. Improperly functioning septic systems and leaking holding tanks have the ability to leach nutrients, bacteria, pathogens, and other pollutants into our ground and surface waters. This jeopardizes both quality and human health. Centralized community wastewater treatment plants have the ability to remove the majority of contaminants in sewage effluent, therefore discharging water back into local surface waters. Wastewater treatment plants must also follow protocols on land application of biosolids, which is regulated by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. We strongly support Elk Rapids Township in further exploring the option of extending sewer mains to properties with on-site septic systems and holding tanks to eliminate the potential for water quality and human health impacts of failing or leaking systems. We look forward to offering our expertise on the matter as requested. I thought she had a good letter. So I'm going to read. I received about 7 letters in support and 9 letters in opposition. The 2 that wanted to be read were in opposition, and I'm just going to take a minute to read those. The first one was from Jim and Bonnie Schellenz on North Bay Shore. As property owner at 880 North Bay Shore, we strongly oppose any sewer coming down our road. The areas mentioned as comparable are anything but. Our road is all high property with locally installed, maintained septic systems. None of our septic systems will pollute the lake. Oh, and by the way, did you happen to notice about 1 mile of our road is owned by the Nature Conservancy? Let's be real, folks. You have something else in mind here. Please, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That was from the Schlentz. The other letter was from the DeCamps. We are township residents on North Bay Shore, but happen to be out of town at this time. We learned of today's informational meeting about a new sewer system only because a neighbor shared a letter he received from the township clerk. We received no such letter. As residents of the affected area, we have 3 questions for the board concerning any proposals for building a sanitary sewer to serve North Bay Shore. We ask that our questions be read aloud at the meeting and be entered into the minutes along with any and all responses from board members. Number 1, how many residents of North Bay Shore Drive have requested construction of a sewer system and who are they? Number 2, do any members of the township board reside in or own real property in any of the areas such a sewer would serve, and if so, who are they? Were such a system constructed, would all residents of the areas served be required to tap into it? Thank you, respectfully, Grace Graydon and DeCamp. So those were the 2 that wanted to be read. I do have, you know, other ones that had questions, and I tried to answer them by email. But I also let everybody know that this meeting is being taped, and the audio will be on our website at elkrapids.com. So if you have any questions or someone wasn't able to come to the meeting, just have them listen to the meeting. Or if you have a question about who said what or what was it that the attorney was trying to tell us or whatever, that it'll be repeated. So I'll have that online. I am all set with my stuff.
Are you all set, Shelley?
Yeah.
Well, I know, excuse me. I know it's a lot to throw out at everyone at one time, so we expect
some questions, and obviously I think Larry has fielded some cards. If you'd like to read the question, Larry, if possible. And
sure. We had three people. I want to stand up so you can see who's reading the questions. We had three people submit cards. One person had two cards, so that's fine. First question, at the present time, is there a petition for a sewer
panel? No.
There is not. Okay. Another question of another person, and who started the discussion? Why was it started? I'll stop there because then it changes kind of tenor.
Do you want to answer that? Or I mean, should I just answer these?
I'm sure a lot of these people here will ask the same kinds of questions. That's why we wanted to go through the cards first, I thought.
Yep. Can I answer that, Larry?
Sure, please.
Let's take it as we have. Yeah.
Anybody can answer these.
Okay, and please repeat it.
Who started this discussion? Why was it started? I think those two kind of go together.
Yep. And as we were involved in our sewer project up north, we did have other people come to us without names or without anything. It's just casual conversation of why haven't we looked at that down North Bay Shore, or what's going on and how do we do this? So it was just little seeds planted here and there, and then as we as a township got together, started looking at the Bay Shore and anything along the bay, we thought it's certainly worth asking.
All right, the next question was, does this person own a home or an empty lot? And I'm not sure that's germane given the answer that you provided.
Yeah.
It's just some local residents. The last question then, why are you having this meeting now instead of the spring when more residents are here?
We can answer that too. This is strictly informational. I knew we'd be able to put it on our website, and to try to find a time when it would be better for everybody is just not easy. I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to come to a meeting in the middle of summer when I'm finally able to enjoy things. So this is the time we're here. You guys were able to make it, so it's great. And anybody that can't has the ability to ask us, because it really is just all information at this time.
And I would also add to that, this is just first of many meetings, I'm sure, because we won't be able to resolve this in one meeting and get all the information we need. So I'm quite confident it'll go on later on into the year, so there'll be plenty of opportunity.
Next question, and there's about six of them on the two cards.
You need to talk in the microphone.
All right. This is from a person who lives on Winter's Trail. What water quality studies were done for the Winter's Trail parcels?
I can say we have not done any studies yet on the water. We discussed it and didn't put any money towards anything like that. We thought we would still just find out who was interested in what before we started spending township money on things.
Okay. How is cost assessed? I think for the sewer, I'm pretty sure that's what that was, and I think Mr. Zimmerman answered that question in his legal overview. It's in the ordinance, and it just depends on cost. And there's a formula within the sewer ordinance itself as to how costs are assessed. Next question, what if you own one developed and one undeveloped lot? How is that handled? I know a lot of the lots on Winter's Trail are divided by a private road that runs down them, and they have waterfront, and then they have back areas that back up to US 31. So the question is, how do we handle that situation? It's really technically one lot, but it has the ability to be divided.
And I think we cross that if we come to it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Aaron. Did you have something?
No.
Oh, okay. I think if they would have to ask for a split, or they would probably just buy one connection. Would that be how you'd
correct.
Say it, Matt?
Yeah, if the lot is a single legal parcel, then they would have a connection. And if they wanted to split, then, and if the person buying the split was going to build on it, then they would have to connect as well, or they would need to, they were within 200 feet, and the township board decided that they were going to require people within 200 feet once they build to connect, then they would have to connect.
Okay. It's just like a vacant piece of land is what you're saying, is that if I go buy a 3-acre piece of property sewer goes by it, well, can I divide that land and build more houses there? Well, yes, you could. It has to go through a legal process of splitting the lot, and all lots have to comply with the zoning requirements of the township. And then they would be obligated then to participate in the cost of the sewer, the retirement of the bonds, and monthly cost, the whole shooting match.
Right.
Of that new property owner. Okay.
They'd get to come and visit you, Larry.
Eventually they would.
Larry, before you go on with that, if there's not a split involved and there's a vacant piece of property, they just haven't built on it yet, and sewer goes by, that vacant piece of property would be part of the assessment district, and they would be assessed for the construction of the sewer. They wouldn't be, you know, mandatory hookup because there was nothing there, but it is split by parcel. So even if you have a vacant lot and the sewer is going by, that would probably be a part of the special assessment district. But once again, that's, you know, that's not a given depending on situations.
Okay. Thank you. Does the improvement include fire hydrants? I can answer that one. This is not a public water project. It's a sanitary sewer project. And fire hydrants are associated with public water, so there would be no fire hydrants. I got that right? Okay, good. Impact to property value estimate. What is the impact to property value estimate?
You want to field that too, Larry?
I'm not an assessor, but...
Okay, well, I did ask the assessor how that would be, and in her assessing software, she showed me that there's a click for septic system, there's a click for sewer, and she did the difference. It's going to be a wash, she said, depending on sewer or septic. Okay. What it would do is increase the value of your home if you were to sell it.
Okay, very good. Last question. Who is responsible for cost and repairs of impact to private road and driveways? Aaron, Brad, I know you guys handle this over in Maple Harbor.
Yeah, those are project costs. So that's all part of the plan. You know, when you develop a plan, you're going to disrupt the road, you're going to disrupt driveways, you restore them back to how they were.
And that's all part of the project cost.
That is project cost.
Okay. Good. Okay. Another one. The township paid to have a survey done. I think you guys were out and did some basic topo of how the land lies. What was the scope of and results? Will this be posted on the township website?
Yeah, we had some gentlemen go out over the last week or so just getting some basic survey data, trying to get some elevations, basic elevations.
Okay.
And groundwater. So, you know, if we move forward with any type of even basic preliminary costs, we at least have an idea of how these two items would impact design.
Okay. And obviously what that is for, based on what I know, if the land is all real flat, they have a hard time putting in gravity sewer, which, as you heard earlier, is a little cheaper to maintain and operate over time versus, but it's a little more expensive to install. If it's real flat, what they have to do is put in a pressure sewer. That's easier upfront cost, cheaper, but it has a higher operation and maintenance cost over time. So, and that's where you're trying to figure out, can I get gravity, can I get horse veins in? Now, we have about over 60 people that are here today. How many of you desire to make a comment? Okay. Can we start from the front here and work our way back? Our first few rows didn't have a hand come up, but does anybody in the first couple of rows here once jump? Sir, come on up. Just your name, please, and if you want to give your address, that's fine. If we've answered your question, though, please don't ask it again, because that just takes up a lot of people's
fine.
Time.
But I'm sure a lot Mark of Schroeder, 6440 East Harbor Drive. Shelley, will you answer the three questions that were on the letter that you read? Do any of the board live in Inwood Harbor or Bayshore?
Yes.
How many?
One.
Okay. What were the other two questions? I can't remember them. I'm sorry, is this questions? Or this is not comment, this is questions?
Mark, the other, first question was, how many residents of North Bay Shore have requested construction of a sewer system, and who are they? That I do not know names or who they are. The other one was, do any members of the township board reside? Yes. Were such a system constructed, would all residents of the areas served be required to tap into it? That was the third question. Normally, yes. Normally, it's mandatory connection when you put sewer in, because you're paying for it and putting it in for a reason to get rid of septics.
Okay, I'm bringing it up again. There was no answer to this. You mentioned that somebody decided to start this discussion. I'm wondering why this discussion was started. All the area where I live and down North Bay Shore, I know of no septic systems that are failing, and the water is clean. And I appreciate the watershed people saying that we're going for the clean water. However, it's clean. So, and also, these are not antiquated systems. All of our lots had to meet requirements to build our houses on. Yes, there are a few cottages that were made into all year round, but I would say, and I'm guessing on this, I would say 90% are year-round homes that were built this way. So in other words, the septic systems are working. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have anyone else? Sir, come on up.
I just have a procedural question.
Oh, I really do need you at the microphone. I'm sorry.
That's only because we're recording the meeting, and everybody, you want to have everybody benefit with your wisdom and knowledge.
We want to see you walk up here, Greg.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I just have a procedural question on the hookup itself. When it comes to the tank, are the tanks then removed and the Schedule 40 run out to the main line? And is that cost then from that point just in front of the septic tank to the hookup? The owner, the landowner cost, is that what?
Correct. Yes.
Because that could be greasy in a number of cases. There are a lot of trees there, and in some cases probably 50, 60, 70 feet of somehow having to get that thing hooked up. So, but that's how that, procedurally, that's, or operationally, correct, that's how it works. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg. Do we have someone else? Yes, sir.
William Spencer, 8312 North Bay Shore. I'm a little confused. On the map, we have the conservancy, and there is no hookups on the conservancy. But is the sewer system going to run completely down along the conservancy?
Well, at this time, we haven't decided. Depending on the interest, there's several different options. We could either do them in separate projects, north going north, south coming around and connecting into the village, or I suppose we could run a main through there, but it hasn't been decided yet.
And then running the main through there, would that be split through everybody? Who's going to pay for the main along that conservancy?
If that was in the project, it would be in that project cost, yes.
So that would include everybody as far north as you'd be going?
Yes. If it was whatever the project scope or the district that would fall in. Let's just say, for instance, your question was the north purple and the south purple. We were doing the whole process of one project and exiting up to the north end and going into the main. That would all be one project cost. But we've looked at separating them and having options to go south with the south part through the village hooks. So I mean, what we're going to look at, I'm sure, is cost. And if it's, you know, obviously there's some cost involved in running a main up through there, so it may be prohibitive, but we would certainly evaluate that at that time.
Yeah, my other question, I think you just answered it, but I'm not quite sure. If you did not split those and it was the whole, would that be coming right down North Bay Shore all the way and then coming into the sewer? Or?
We could, if you were to say we were going to run a main all the way through there, we would probably go north. And that's just a guess at this point. Again, I would probably better, I'm getting above my pay grade. I may want to go to Aaron on this one.
Yeah, just like you indicated, we've kind of talked about the two options. One would be, just like you said, taking the south area down through the village. The north area, it makes most sense to bring that across to the Sportsman's Club and utilize the lift station that's already there. That's kind of the whole idea of this, is to utilize the infrastructure that's already there to the greatest extent we can.
Well, that's the reason I'm asking, is because it seems that the cheapest way to do it would be to go north when you're above the conservancy, and then go south when you're below the conservancy.
Yeah, that may very well end up being true. We just haven't fully fleshed it out.
We can really flush it out and have one more option on the south and go straight into the plant. You can see the brown square where the plant is.
Yeah,
if we could get easements, that's an option too. I mean, it's just, it's kind of what, we're going to be cost driven on this, I'm sure, as we have in the past. So I can assure you this township board wants to provide the cheapest, the most affordable project that we can.
And were there any discussions or thoughts on, would you go right down North Bay Shore in the middle of the road, or would you cut back into the road right away instead of the paved road?
That one I'm flipping there, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, so in general, we have to go where we have access, which means typically a road right away.
Right.
But there is the possibility some of those deeper lots, if you had property owners willing, you could potentially get an easement route if it benefited the homeowners at the same time by cutting down their connection cost. So there is that possibility too.
Okay, so you're saying that you would probably be going on the easement and not down the center of the road or messing the road up. Which means I lose some considerable trees in front of my house, which kind of helps make up my mind.
Well, a lot of it too, sir, I'm speaking out of turn, but we'll probably, I'm guessing, bore a lot of it. So it may not affect, if we've got big obstacles and it's affordable, some of it could be bored. Is that correct?
Right, that could be bored. You know, there's a cost to clearing also. So, I mean, all these things come into play.
I think you found in Maple Harbor that the boring was a lot of times easier than the open digging.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, if you have a long distance and a lot of clearing, it's cheaper to bore.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
I'm Jim Braun, 8121 North Bay Shore. I'm going to need a set of brains because I didn't hear a word that the young gentleman was talking about, because you're not talking into the mic. If my septic system is below the road level, which would be make it below the sewer level, is that correct?
Not necessarily. The sewer is typically buried about 6 feet deep.
Six
at
feet.
A minimum.
Well, I'm a good story and a half below. I'm sure you surveyed that when you went by my property.
But we didn't do any surveying.
That being aside, how does the sewerage get up to the sewer?
Usually you would have an ejector pump that would pump your sewage up.
So I'm going to have a pump on my property.
That's what it appears.
And who maintains that?
That would be your pump.
That would be mine. Okay. The other question has to do with that sewage treatment plant or water treatment plant now. I'm sure you're all aware that it's emanating a hell of a lot of noise for the last 2 years. And they're in, they've gone through the stages of being aware of it, or not being aware of it, of being aware of it, of looking into it, of finding the problem, but then not solving the problem. And now we have parts on order that are supposed to solve the problem. But this system will increase, excuse the expression, but the load on that treatment plant. Is that correct?
It would increase the flow to it, but it wouldn't change any of their processing. They've told us they have capacity right now to take up to about 400 REUs with the existing plant configuration. So it would not change their equipment that they're okay. using today.
My suggestion would be to put off this project until they solve that problem. Thank you.
Thank you. I had a discussion with the village on this very matter this afternoon, and they have a process in place. Supposedly in March, they're going to address that, the noise issue, and hopefully they have it resolved by the end of March is what we're being told anyways.
Hi, go ahead, I'm Larry Draper from Inwood Harbor, 6343 East Harbor Drive. And it seems to me that this whole process has got the horse ahead of the cart. You keep alluding to the fact that you want to know who's interested in having a pumped sewer system put into our area. So I would suggest that you stop spending taxpayer money on this project until you have an election to determine, at least for the residents in Inwood Harbor, whether there's any interest in this project. Rather than going ahead, spending a lot of engineering money, spending money on doing survey work, I've seen there's a two-person crew that's been working in Inwood Harbor for at least 2 days. And why don't you find out if there's any interest in having a sewer system put in before you start working on it, spending engineering costs, spending taxpayers' money.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Michael Konvinsky. 6888 East Harbor Drive. And basically, I'd like to tell my neighbors to really look into this pressurized sewer system versus the gravity thing. You will have pumps that need to be maintained, and that's an additional cost, and they do malfunction. So if you can research what's going on versus gravity versus pumped, it might open your eyes to what's going on here. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? There's got to be one more.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hi, Charlie Pride, 8024 North Bay Shore. And I want to thank you for doing this. Have any costs been incurred yet?
Not at this time. We haven't done any real planning.
Yeah, and do you have any going forward? I think, actually, I'm interested in you going forward. I think it's a good idea. I think septic tanks are a pain in the ass. And I think that they really do not add value to the homes. And I think water quality is very important. And I broke your microphone. So are there, can you give me some idea of how much, and I think you're doing a good process. You're taking it step by step. We can ask questions. So what after here, are you going to take a quick vote? What are we going to do? Are you going to, if the decision is not to go forward, then it's easy. There's no costs incurred. But if the decision is to go forward, what are the costs we can expect? What are the next steps? And you went through them, of course, but just the immediate next steps. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, right at this time, we don't really have a plan as far as we're waiting for the feedback from all of you folks and others through emails and other, and it'll probably be another meeting or so. This board's not here to make any decisions tonight. We're just here to listen to the discussion, the questions, and see where the interest is.
Mark Stiles, 6793 East Harbor Drive. I believe $4,000 was approved for a survey?
Yes, you're correct. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
What we'd like to do is just to field the information and try to realize if there's a group that wants to pursue this, if there's an area. What the board's trying to be is proactive, because what we feel is we do have an asset with this plant being in our community. Without this plant, we know it would be, you know, prohibitive expense-wise. We would have to be able to build a plant or do something else. We also realize there will be, you know, probably in the future, more water issues coming. So all we're asking the folks are is to think about it and let us know what your thoughts are, as you have tonight, and we certainly are going to reach out for more information. I was going to ask Shelley if she has something to add to it.
I don't have anything at this point. Normally what happens, and the question was asked, was there a petition started? And no, there's not. And the township don't pass the petition around, but if there's people interested in this area that would like to see sewer go forward, we've got petition forms that you could pass around. The normal process is if you have a district that you are thinking to put sewer in and you have a sewer district and you get the majority of the people in that district that would like to see sewer, then that would start our project and we would start putting money into it to go further, find out costs, do public hearings, and all of that stuff. So if there's anybody that would like to do that and give us an idea of who's for it and who's not, then we'll be happy to work with them. But we don't pass that around, and that's the ideal way to find out how many property owners are really interested.
Larry?
Yes, thank you. I had an email message from Tom Reed, who's a resident of Inwood Harbor, and other than telling me that he wasn't going to be able to make it up here today for the meeting because of the ice storm downstate, he asked, I'm looking for more details on how things would be rolled out and how things would be managed and what time frame would be required for connection. And I think we have answered those questions, but I wanted to make sure that got spoken to the record tonight.
Thank you,
Larry. Really what we have to do is to find out what the interest level is, because we need to move forward if there is interest on the agreement side with the village, because presently we don't have any more hookups allowed. So even to do any work at all, we have to have some indication to go after the hookups, because the village has made it clear to us there's only so many, and if other townships would take advantage of them, you know, it's going to be a situation where they might not always be available. So that's why we're asking now, so we can get out of the ball, basically. So I don't know if the board, any of the board members have anything, or is someone else to speak?
Dan Soper, 6946 East Harbor Drive. I guess one of the questions I've got, being a contractor, we live there. We see all the algae growing in the water. The grass is growing real good, but I wondered if there's been any studies done on the water itself as to how much stuff that we're actually putting in. I know there's a creek right next to us, that some of that stuff could be an overflow from Birch Lake. Some of the stuff could be fertilizer coming in from the yards. It's not necessarily all sewer. But I don't know if they can do a water test where they test and see, do we really need it? At least in our area, because it's pretty tight in there. North Bay Shore is a little different story. But I guess that would be my question is to the board, if we did a study on the water to see how much sewage is actually going in.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Russ Mann, 6772 West Harbor Drive. I thought you said maybe there was questions after comment, but this is it, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to summarize just for my own clarity. There appears to be three separate costs to a landowner. The original project cost, which is assessed, which could be in Maple Hill upwards of $11,000 spread over a period of time or not. Hookup costs from contractors that are our own responsibility, which could be anywhere, depending on the size of the lot, pumps, lifts, distance from the pipe, et cetera, right?
Yes.
That's our coin. And there's no financing, there's no project, that's not involved in the project, that's a personal decision.
Yes.
Right? Who to use? Okay. As far as the hookup is concerned, you had indicated that likelihood every parcel would be required within 200 feet of the main to hook up. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
And is there a time frame involved where that parcel can make that decision? Or is it within a year or within 6 months of the time the project's complete?
Shelley, do you want to take that? I think we used, what, a year?
In Maple Harbor, we did use a year. You pulled a permit, and you had a year to hook. And you do pay your own contractor. That anything on your property is your cost. When a sewer goes through, they run a sewer lead right to your front property line, so you got to get to that. What happened in Maple Harbor was there's called what we have a benefit charge. And the benefit charge is something that goes into the infrastructure for the sewer system for anybody new connecting. And what happened was anybody out in Maple Harbor that had that was part of our assessment district, they had a year to connect before that benefit charge kicked in. So that was incentive for connection and also trying to help them not have to pay more towards the system than they already did for the system in the front of their place. Now the sewer system's not just in front of you, but it's all over. It's a township system, so that benefit charge pays for that stuff. So we gave a year for that connection just because that's how the construction end of it worked out. I mean, we were able to do that, and people were able to get their homes connected before that time period.
Can I ask how many people went beyond the benefit period?
None.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, that's May, but there's only one person that did not connect.
Okay. And is there a other than the benefit cost, the additional cost, I'm assuming it's assessed on a tax roll if we don't enroll within a year?
Nope. Or? The special assessment is the only thing that's going to be on the tax roll.
Yeah.
And assessments are figured in a variety of ways. For Maple Harbor, we had split the cost evenly. In other areas, sometimes it's split based on front footage. Just different ways to go about that. That's the only thing that's going to be on your taxes. If you don't connect, then it's just like a legal action because our ordinance states that, you know, you should connect if you're within 200 feet. And so then just legal action would be taken against the homeowner to try to make them connect.
Gotcha. Third cost appears to be a monthly service cost for the ongoing maintenance of the septic or sewer system. And you had indicated Maple Hill was paying somewhere around
About $53 a month.
So we can assume that it's going to cost at least that much.
Yes.
Right? And that's an ongoing forever cost, right? There's no time frame from that. It's not a one set charge that was billed monthly over a period of time. And it's also not billed by bedroom?
Nope, it's billed by unit. If you have a single family dwelling, it's billed by unit. And it strictly pays for the processing of the sewer that you're putting into the system.
Okay. Sorry for all these questions, but I'm clearing it up so I don't have to come to another meeting if you got another one.
And you're always welcome if you didn't get answers here to just give us a call and come in and meet to ask questions too. I just wanted to throw that out there too.
I own two parcels. I own the parcel on the lake, parcel on the canal. They're separate parcels. and I'm assuming that I would have to pay an assessment per parcel for each of those. Not the hookup, because the one's vacant, not any monthly because it's vacant, but I would, if it's $10,000, I'd pay $2,000.
Yes.
Yeah, without seeing any of that, we would say yes.
Yeah, they're two separate parcels.
Assuming both parcels are buildable.
Right.
Yeah.
If one parcel is all wetlands, then I'm sure we look at a consideration for not charging that.
No.
Parcel. Okay.
Well, I could pump some water on it.
What?
That's what I thought. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? One more?
Sue Stiles, 6793 East Harbor Drive. I've lived in this area for 14 years, but I'm not sure what Maple Bay you're talking about. Maple Harbor, where is that?
It would be directly east of Inwood Harbor. It's right in the corner
of Williams Road.
So on Elk Lake.
Elk Lake,
okay.
East side of Williams Road.
Okay. And Mr. Zimmerman had talked about the potential, he's probably speaking very broadly, of connecting either when a septic tank was out of date or ready to be replaced, or when new construction happened, or possibly when residents were interested. Is there any possibility of those options being offered here, or is it going to be, as you've been talked about, a requirement within a shorter period of time, and how does that get decided?
Well, that'll be a decision made basically the last time it was a year. We ran out a year on it, so people had time to do it. We encourage people to hook sooner because, well, what Shelley alluded to was the benefit fee, because after the year you would incur more expenses to hook later. You wouldn't have to hook, but if you did hook, you would have another charge.
And what about how much is that kind of a charge? Are we talking thousands? Are we talking?
Yes. Well, in the case of Maple Harbor, again, we're just referring to that as it was, I believe, 4,000.
Yeah. Actually, it's not just Maple Harbor. These are a township cost. So it was a $4,000 benefit charge.
Okay. And then my last.
Oh. Pardon me? I'm sorry.
I thought she was still.
Oh. I do. I'm sorry. Something just up. Confirming. So, the township benefit charge right now is $4,000 per single family dwelling.
So it would be about $4,000 more if you didn't hook up right away.
Right.
Okay. And then what sort of, I've heard some questions and I haven't heard a clear enough answer for me on what the actual process is as far as getting a definitive number of people who are for or against. Is there a vote before a special assessment can happen? Is it just a raise of hands of whoever ends up being at a meeting, or is a petition actually required in order to have this get started officially?
I can go with that unless you want.
Sure.
To, Matt?
Well, the first question is really the board's as to whether it asks for a vote, an informal vote. There's never a formal election type go to the poll and vote involved here. So it's up to the township board as to whether it accepts emails or just is counting the comments at meetings like this, or the letters that have come in. And so that is just going to be done informally, unless Maple Harbor was much different, that there was near unanimity of property owners wanting the system. So after the first meeting like this, it was pretty apparent that the township was going to go forward, because just about every single person at the meeting said they wanted it. Here it's much more mixed. So in answer to your next question, if the township board decides to finance the collection system through the sale of bonds secured by a special assessment, then state law requires that there be meetings for the establishment of the special assessment district and the special assessment roll, and there's an opportunity for property owners to file protest petitions. And if more than 50% of the land owners in the roll oppose it, then the township can't proceed with the special assessment.
Okay.
But ideally, a petition would tell the township board what they needed to see. If the people wanted it and signed a petition, that would give us clear direction as to what to do.
And without a petition process, it would just behoove us to put our thoughts or concerns or wishes in writing so that you could count those?
That would be great, because like Dorrance said, there will probably be more meetings. But like I said, if you have someone that can do a petition to let us know if you're interested, that would give us an idea that, all right, the township can start spending money on this and get it moving forward. If not, you know, we don't have to do anything.
Okay, I'm just trying to determine here how much the board can do without the citizens and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, or how much authority you have without us or with us. So, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Whoops, we got one coming up. Sorry.
Come on up.
Come on up. Cynthia Charbonneau, 6888 East Harbor Drive. Our question is, can we start a petition against this? Is that something that you can accept as well? Can we start a petition and gather signatures from our neighbors if we are not for the project?
That's a little backwards, but but it's doable.
I mean, that's a clear answer. If you have a petition that says we do not desire,
right,
then you can use that as your count as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. And Cynthia, if you do that, I do have forms for that would tell us names, addresses, to make sure that those people are actual property owners.
Perfect.
All right.
Can I pick one up from you tonight?
No.
Okay.
Mark Chasen, 8777 North Bay Shore. From my experience on participation in meetings with the township, just a show of hands right now for the people that are here, could we have those are for the sewer? Raise your hand. And those are opposed to the sewer, raise your hand. Okay. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Do we have any other folks that want to care to speak? Anyone? Okay, well then I guess, is there any other discussion points from the board? Well, I guess the meeting's adjourned. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you all for coming.